Let's read together Luke chapter 2, verses 21 through 38. Now, in this portion of Luke chapter 2, we have the presentation of the Lord Jesus as a baby at the temple, and then the worship of godly Simeon and Anna the prophetess. Let's begin by reading verses 21 through 24. Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 21. And when 8 days were completed for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Now when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were completed, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. Let's begin our study of this portion of Luke chapter 2 with some background notes. In the first section of this chapter, we had the account of the birth of Jesus in the well-known Christmas story. The shepherds found the Lord in Bethlehem, wrapped in strips of cloth, lying in a manger, just as it had been announced to them by the angel. In verse 20, we read, then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. The shepherds went back to their same old jobs as shepherds and back to their same day-to-day activities and routines and problems, but they were changed. They were changed men. In the same way, when we meet the Lord, we are changed. We still have jobs that we have to do and bills that we have to pay and problems that have to be worked out, but we are changed. We have a new purpose in life and a new relationship with the God who created us and who will help us and guide us. Now here in this second section of Luke chapter 2, the Lord Jesus as a baby is circumcised. This took place on the 8th day after birth, and we assume that this was done in Bethlehem. And of course, he was given the name Jesus as it was announced to them and told to them by the angel. Now after 40 days, according to the law, Mary and Joseph came up to Jerusalem for 2 reasons. Number one, for Mary to offer the purification sacrifice after childbirth, according to the law in Leviticus chapter 12. And number two, to present Jesus as a baby to the Lord God because he was a firstborn child. And according to the law in Exodus chapter 13, all firstborns belong to the Lord. This presentation would have involved giving the 5-shekel redemption price into the treasury of the temple. I'm reading Numbers chapter 18, verse 16. And those redeemed of the devoted things you shall redeem when 1 month old, according to your valuation, for 5 shekels of silver, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, which is 20 gerahs. Numbers chapter 18, verse 16. Now, in reference to Mary's purification sacrifice, the law allowed an offering of 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons if the woman could not afford a lamb. I'm reading from Leviticus chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, if a woman has conceived and born a male child, then she shall be unclean 7 days, as in the days of her customary impurity she shall be unclean. And on the 8th day, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. She shall then continue in the blood of her purification 33 days. And now from verse 6, when the days of her purification are fulfilled, whether for a son or a daughter, she shall bring to the priest a lamb of the 1st year as a burnt offering, and a young pigeon or a turtle dove as a sin offering to the door of the tabernacle of meeting. And verse 8 of Leviticus chapter 12. And if she is not able to bring a lamb, then she shall bring 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons, one as a burnt offering and the other as a sin offering. So the priest shall make atonement for her, and she will be clean. From Leviticus chapter 12. This, of course, was the offering that Mary presented, showing that the Lord was born into a poor family. Let's move now to our doctrinal teaching points for this portion of Luke chapter 2. Doctrinal point number 1, godly Simeon recognized the truth that Jesus was the Savior for all peoples. Godly Simeon recognized the truth that Jesus was the Savior for all peoples. Verses 25 through 35. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel and for a sign which will be spoken against. Yes, a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. When we say that Simeon was godly, we mean that not only was he righteous and devout, but he was part of the godly remnant in Israel. That is, Jews who were walking with the Lord. They were not wayward sinners, and neither were they self-righteous like the proud Pharisees. They practiced righteous living, and were also looking forward to the coming of the Messiah. Now, the Holy Spirit had revealed to Simeon that he would not die before he had seen the Messiah. And sure enough, the Lord led him into the temple, just as Mary and Joseph arrived to present the Lord Jesus as a baby to the Lord. When the Holy Spirit revealed to Simeon that this baby was the Messiah, he probably said to Mary, May I hold the baby? With the Lord Jesus in his arms, Simeon spoke his song of praise, which is known as the Nunc Dimittis, which is Latin for now dismiss. Notice the insight that Simeon has of God's salvation. First, God's salvation will come through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, not through human good works. We too can be ready to depart in peace when we've received God's salvation in the person of the Lord Jesus. And second, God's salvation is for all peoples, not just Jews. Notice that Simeon mentions the Gentiles before the Jews. And this, of course, is exactly the way it is being worked out in history. Today, the great majority of those who are being saved are Gentiles. In the future, there will be a great spiritual awakening of the Jewish people. After Simeon's burst of praise to God for the Savior, he blessed Joseph and Mary and uttered a four-part prophecy in verses 34 and 35. Let's read those verses once again. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be spoken against. Yes, a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. You notice the four-part prophecy in these verses? First, Jesus was appointed for the fall and rise of many in Israel, verse 34. The proud and self-righteous ones who would not believe that Jesus was the Messiah would fall. The humble and repentant believers would rise and be blessed. Second, Jesus was a sign from God because he would show God's moral standards by his life and teaching, verse 34. The natural man opposes such unattainable standards, and thus they are opposed to God. Third, a sword would pierce Mary's soul as she would witness the horrible injustice of her son being crucified, verse 35. And fourth, the thoughts of many hearts would be revealed because of Jesus, verse 35. How a person reacts to the person and work of Christ certainly reveals the spiritual and moral condition of that person's soul before God. So we see that there is quite a bit of content in Luke's account of what Simeon said. Godly Simeon recognized the truth that Jesus was the Savior for all peoples. Doctrinal point number two. Godly Anna shared the truth that Jesus was the Redeemer of Jerusalem. Godly Anna shared the truth that Jesus was the Redeemer of Jerusalem. Verses 36 through 38. Now there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity, and this woman was a widow of about 84 years, who did not depart from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And coming in that instant, she gave thanks to the Lord and spoke of him to all those who looked for redemption in Jerusalem. Anna was another member of the godly remnant of Jews in Israel. She was from the tribe of Asher, indicating that all the tribes of Israel were still present during the time of Christ. Verse 36 says that Anna was advanced in years, either 84 years old or a widow for 84 years. The text could go either way. In any case, she served the Lord with prayers and fastings in the temple day and night. Apparently, she had been given one of the rooms in the temple complex as her living quarters. When Anna recognized Jesus as the Messiah, she not only gave thanks to God, but she shared the good news with the rest of the godly remnant in the area. Now, what does it mean that the godly remnant were looking for the redemption in Jerusalem, or the redemption of Jerusalem? Does this mean that they were only looking for the Messiah so that he could free Jerusalem from the Roman oppression? No. The godly remnant knew that the Old Testament prophecies predicted a spiritual awakening for Israel when the Messiah would come. Then the time of judgment would be over, and then the nation with Jerusalem as her capital would turn to the Lord and be blessed and become a light and blessing to the nations. Let's read two of these Old Testament prophecies from the prophet Isaiah. I'm reading Isaiah chapter 40, beginning at verse 1. Comfort, yes, comfort my people, says your God. Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned. Isaiah 40, verses 1 and 2. And also Isaiah chapter 52, beginning at verse 9. Break forth into song, sing together, you waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Isaiah 52, verses 9 and 10. These prophecies, of course, will be completely fulfilled when the Lord returns. Godly Anna shared the truth that Jesus was the Redeemer of Jerusalem. Now we come to practical application for this portion of Luke chapter 2. You're never too old to serve. You're never too old to serve. Anna was at least 84 years old, and possibly over 100 years old, if the text is to be read that she was a widow for 84 years. In any case, Anna was not in her prime years, but she was still serving the Lord. You're never too old to serve. Notice that Anna's dedicated fasting and praying was considered service to the Lord. So if you're an older believer and you feel that you no longer have the energy that you once had to actively serve the Lord, you can always serve by praying. A prayer ministry is a great and necessary ministry. We need more dedicated prayers. You're never too old to serve.